Yo, what's up? I just want to talk about what is the last great video game console to you from your growing up to the end? What is the last, the end game for your greatest video game console you enjoy the most? Now, I was born in the late 70s, so I grew up pretty much all the popular retro game consoles. And I play a lot of retro game consoles, a lot of handheld game consoles, LCD games. Come on. Who grew up with LCD games? You know what I'm talking about. Pinball, arcade. We're going with the system, video game system. So, my opinion, now we up to the PlayStation 5 era, Xbox, whatever. I don't know the fucking letter that went with. The only Xbox I ever owned was the first Xbox system. But only because it was like hacked, emulators, ROMs. Yeah. But still, I was playing Xbox games on it anyway. But to me, I did own my last game console I actually owned, I would say PlayStation 4. And I didn't really enjoy it much because there was only a few games that was actually enjoyable to play on it. Speaking for my taste, and I just gave it to my cousin, who's like a kid that doesn't even know how to fuck play a PS4, but he had a PS3 and his mom wanted a PS. Gave her some PS4, so hey, I wasn't playing with it. Still brand new in a way, so I gave it to him. He said, you gotta have, I told him, you gotta have the PlayStation 4. I had a PS3, of course, but I feel like the last good video game console. I don't remember, I could backtrack and tell you what console I own. Let's extend this video a little longer. Now we're going with video game systems. I'm not gonna talk about the handheld games I own, or the arcade or pinball game experience I had outside the street. This is about video game console, the last that I feel like was the best video game console that ended it with me, and my for my taste. Okay, so I own a ColecoVision due to my uncle bought me one. Didn't play it much because it was hard to get games for it where my area is at. But it came with Donkey Kong, and my cousin had a slew of Coleco games, but I only played like a few of them that he had. I remember playing Smurf on it, and Lupin, and Congo Bongo. And then also played Sega Master System. Later on, I'll be owning my own. They had much games for it too, but that I own. Genesis, Super Nintendo, 8-bit Nintendo, of course. Nintendo 64. My brother had Sega Dreamcast. I was able to play the Dreamcast through him, for him owning it. Sega Saturn. Never owned a 32X or a Sega CD until later on when I had money to buy it by myself, but I didn't buy much games for it because then that's when I went to the emulator route, So I sold the hardware to a video game shop. I never owned a Neo Geo, definitely not. Come on, Neo Geo was so fucking expensive. I came close to owning a Neo Geo CD one time. System, I came this close. And it wasn't expensive, it was about like $225 for what it was, Came this close. Came this close. On the Sony PlayStation 1 later. After I owned a PlayStation 2, because at the time, like I said, I bought a Sega Saturn. Picked that over Sony PlayStation 1. Was it the biggest mistake? Not quite. I mean, it depends on your memories of it. I wish there was more games in the US market for it, but because of Sega Saturn, I could end up buying more like Japanese games, I had good memories with Sega Saturn, believe it or not. I'll tell you that story one day, especially with that one particular game that changed the face of gaming, But of course, we know what that game is. Let's just say it came both for Sega Saturn and PlayStation 1. But if you want to play for Sega Saturn, you had to get the Japanese version of it. Oh, yeah, I'll give it one hand. Konami. Yeah, take a wild guess what game that is. But now let's get to the point. What is the last great video game system that I own? And I feel like it's the best video game system of that end of the era for me. That is Sony PlayStation 2. I feel like PlayStation 2 is the best video game console of all times of this of th that ended it with me. PlayStation 3 was alright. That had games, but I feel like it doesn't have enough for my taste. That's just my opinion. But PlayStation 4, not so much, had a little few games that I liked it. But a lot of games wasn't my cup of tea. So PlayStation 2, the reason why that video game system ended it with me, and I'm planning on getting an emulator hack a PS2 which I heard this guy, he put all the PlayStation 2 games from not only the US release, but the Japan and European release also, in one PlayStation 2 console. So I'm planning on buying that too, man, just to live out my memories, man. But anyway, the point is, why I say PlayStation 2 is because they had a slew of video games, bro, a slew. Not only American games, but of course Japanese games, you have European games, and those other countries that's non-US have exclusives that were still never came with the US market. And there was so many variety, man. They have all different styles, all different genres. And it was just so much to pick, man. It's like, wow. It was so many. Even like retro game that came back, like a collection, like a Sonic Hedgehog collection or Mega Man collection, for example. Tato collection. You know, so you have retro gaming collection games too. But still, it was so many variety, like God Hands, criminally underrated game, you know, so many PlayStation 2 games, man. As a matter of fact, I might just buy myself a fresh PlayStation 2 and buy the physical copy of the games without buying it, without using emulator ROMs, maybe. You know, it's just so much I love the PlayStation 2 games and I wish I kept it, you know. I had I had a lot of import games. I actually owned the Altered Beast remake, which I personally enjoyed. I owned the Sega Ages. I owned the Wonder Boy collection, and there was one with I had like Black Belt Fist of North Star collection, like Fist of North Star. Yeah, there was a Sega. I think it was The Last Battle, and Black Belt. It had all this remake, the original release, the American version of it. There was so many memories of PlayStation 2, man. It was just a good game. It was so many variety, man. It was like unlimited fun. You know, one of my memories also Twisted Metal Black. I ended it with all the characters. I got all the hidden stages. Ended the game completely fair and square without cheating. Like, without using no cheat code or nothing, man. Like, yeah, seriously. So, yeah, my opinion, PlayStation 2, that's the end game for me. That was my last great video game console, in my opinion. So, hey, you could agree, disagree. Again, it's my opinion. Anyway, peace.